Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, coming to you after the Vikings' second consecutive victory. They defeated the San Diego Chargers on Sunday, and now they face the Denver Broncos. You guys have questions. Let's get to the answers. Question number one comes from Adam. The defense looks top five. AP is back, but does Teddy's lack of production worry you? Not at all, and that's because the running game is going. In the last two victories, we've needed the running game to get going, and we've leaned on that. The true test will be when we need the passing game, can we lean on it? So far, I am not worried. Teddy has done a great job of protecting the ball. He's not taking sacks, and he's converting key third downs. I love some throws that he had to Mike Wallace and Jarius Wright against the San Diego Chargers. So far, Teddy is doing everything the team is asking of him. No worries. The next question comes from Rick in St. Cloud. After three games, who do you like in the other safety spot opposite Harrison Smith? Well, we've seen mostly Andrew Sendejo, who's gotten the starts, and Robert Blanton playing in that spot. And quite frankly, I like whoever is playing well at the time. I don't think Mike Zimmer and George Edwards and Jerry Gray should feel forced into naming one particular guy who's going to play the bulk of the snaps. I think if a rotation is best, that's just fine with me. It comes down to who is playing the best at that particular time. And right now, Andrew Sendejo and Robert Blanton are doing a nice job in their rotation. Jamie from Indiana has the next question. Why has Stephon Diggs been inactive for the first three games of the season? Well, this is a numbers game, and these are tough decisions that the coaching staff has to make every week. But remember, Stephon Diggs is part of that deep Vikings wide receiver core. It's a little too much some weeks to have six wide receivers active, so that may be why Stephon Diggs hasn't made it out onto the field yet. But he did have a great preseason, and it looks like the sky is the limit for Stephon Diggs. A great find by the Vikings in the draft. It wouldn't surprise me if he gets onto the field at some point, but you don't have to apologize for having great depth, and at wide receiver, the Vikings are deep. The next question comes from Twitter. Thoughts on the Vikings schedule that looks really tough through the end of the year? Well, I don't think there are any easy games in the NFL, and therefore there are no easy schedules in the NFL. The Vikings have done a great job of getting over and past a loss early in the schedule to San Francisco with two consecutive victories. Now they have a chance to get another victory at Denver before they go into their bye week to rest after what's been a very busy early part of the season with five preseason games and then four regular season games before the schedule. It'll be nice to get rested and recuperated over the bye and then hit those final 12 games rested and ready to go. Our next question comes from Paul. The new Griffin spin move is just scary sick. No question there, just a comment, but I agree with Paul. Everson Griffin, a fourth round pick in 2010. Now we're in 2015, and he is a staple on our defense, providing quarterback pressure on a weekly basis. He's done a great job of developing a wide repertoire of pass moves. Good job by Everson Griffin. He's a lot of fun to watch, and he causes a lot of problems for opposing offenses. The last question comes from Maria in St. Peter. What kind of game do you foresee in Denver next week? I think it's going to be a great game. The Denver Broncos are undefeated, returning home after two road games, and they'll be going against a Vikings team that is hot with two consecutive wins. Now, when you think Denver Broncos, you think offense and Peyton Manning, and certainly that's something to be worried about. But in this game, I'm thinking defense. The Vikings defense is playing lights out right now, and Denver has a great defense as well. They're very good in the secondary with Aqib Talib at cornerback, and they have a great pass rushing tandem in linebackers DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller. It should be a fun game to watch on Sunday. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Please submit your questions because we're going to come back to you next week with another edition of the Pick Six as we head into our bye. Now, don't forget to stay on Vikings.com to watch a bunch of great content, including Everson Griffin mic'd up. Check that out. It's on the website right now, and it's a fun piece to watch as Everson had a great game against the San Diego Chargers. Also, if you don't have the Vikings app, we recommend you download it now and get all of our great content delivered straight to your mobile device. That's it for now. We'll see you next week.